This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. I'm Alice Dempster.
And I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
It's Monday, the 6th of May. In your Squiz today, teen terror is back in the spotlight, the search for answers in Mexico, an astronomical spectacle, and a very Aussie quest. This is your Squiz today. Siobhan, there's been another shocking knife incident involving a teenager over the weekend. A 16-year-old boy was shot dead by police in Perth after he stabbed a man with a knife and lunged at officers. WA Police Commissioner Cole Blanch says it was an extremely confronting incident, but it hasn't been labelled a terrorist attack.
And we'll get into that in a bit, Alice, but just to go back, first of all, it all kicked off just after 10 p.m. local time on Saturday when police received a call from the 16-year-old telling them that he was about to commit a crime. Shortly after that, they then received a second 000 call after a man was stabbed in a Bunnings car park at Willerton in Perth's southern suburbs. Now, Blanche says when officers got to the scene, the boy then lunged at them with a large kitchen knife, and after two unsuccessful attempts to taser him, he was fatally shot.
And as for what else we know, Blanche says the teenager is a Caucasian, and reports say that he'd converted to Islam. He was known to police, and he'd been involved in a de-radicalisation program since he was 13 years old. And yesterday, Blanche admitted that although it has the hallmarks of a terror attack, he said investigators are still looking into the teen's motives.
And they also believe that he was very much acting alone. Now, as for the victim, he was stabbed in the back and remains in hospital in a serious but stable condition. Police say the two didn't know each other. And of course, I hardly have to point out, Alice, that this incident comes at a time when tensions are running high across Australia in the wake of both the Bondi stabbing attack and the Wakeley terrorist attack. But despite that, Blanche insists we do live in a safe place and people in WA are safe.
PM Anthony Albanese has also been briefed by Australia's top security agency, ACO, and the Australian Federal Police. He's condemned the incident and says Australia is a peace-loving nation and there is no place for violent extremism. Siobhan, three people have been charged in Mexico after the suspected murders of two Aussie brothers, Callum and Jake Robinson, and their American friend, Carter Rode. Authorities say it's highly likely that three bodies found in a well in Baja California, which is one of Mexico's most dangerous states, belong to the trio.
A fourth body was also found in that well, Alice, but police say it's been there for several weeks and is unrelated. The Robinson brothers and their American friend were holidaying near the tourist town of Ensenada, which is roughly 90 minutes south of the US-Mexico border, when they were reported missing on the 27th of April. Investigators say they believe the three suspects shot the surfers after they resisted an attempted carjacking.
Yeah, and authorities have also found the trio's burnt-out ute close to where they went missing. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says that it's working closely with Mexican authorities and supporting the brothers' family. If you're a uni student or a former uni student, you might have heard that the Albanese government plans to reduce student debt in next week's federal budget. Up to 3 million Aussies are set to get some financial relief from that, Siobhan.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated how it's going to work, Alice, but essentially help debts are usually indexed, which means increased, every June to keep up with inflation. But from now on, they're going to be calculated on whichever figure is lower out of either inflation or wages growth. The policy is also being backdated to 2023, which Education Minister Jason Clare says will wipe out around $3 billion of student debt.
Yeah, and that means someone with an average debt of $26,500 will have about $1,200 cut from their outstanding loans this year. But Deputy Liberal Leader Susan Lee says it won't be of much comfort as people still see their total amount going up and know that's looming over them. A message now from our podcast partner, Uber. Busy parents, this one's for you. After a successful launch across Canada, the US and Latin America, Uber's bringing their teen ride service to Australia. What it does is it allows teenagers aged 13 and up to ride on their own with their parents' oversight. If you're curious how it works, we wanted to know too. Stay listening at the end of the podcast where we talk with Gab Vieira, a mum of four and someone who reckons this will be pretty handy in getting her kids from A to B. And just a quick note, Uber Teen is only available in the ACT, Tassie and South Australia for now, with plans to roll out to the rest of Australia this year. Siobhan, I know it's been pretty wet and miserable where you are in Sydney, but if you do get a clear morning in the next couple of days, you can join a lot of other Aussies and check out the upcoming meteor shower. It does have an official name, but I'm not going to try and pronounce it.
Oh, come on, Alice, have a crack. Come on.
Nope.
I believe in you. You can do it. Do you want me to have a go?
Yeah, you should
it's
say it.
It's something like Eta Aquirids. Or something like that. Anyway, let's go with that.
Well done.
Whatever it's called, it's going to be pretty amazing. And the natural phenomenon is caused by streams of dust, which is debris from Halley's Comet that catches the light. Now, this is considered one of the best in the Southern Hemisphere, producing 15 to 20 meteors an hour. And experts say the best view could be tomorrow morning when the tiny slice of the moon is out of the way. Meteors will be visible across Oz, so everyone can join in, with the best viewing, though, between 3 a.m. local time until dawn. So going to have to set a super early alarm for that one.
Yes, very early. And best of all, you don't need any fancy telescopes. You just need to find somewhere dark, look towards the east and prepare to be amazed. We'll pop a link in the episode notes today to give you all the details you need to know about it, including how to spell its name. Siobhan, I don't know about you, but I certainly had to learn the iconic dance to Tina Turner's Nutbush City Limits at school. It's basically a tradition at this point. But despite being central to our social events, apparently no one knows who choreographed the iconic moves.
Yeah, I asked one of our other colleagues if she had to learn it, and she just looked at me and was like, everyone had to learn it. So yes, as you say, no one knows who came up with it though, and two professors from Western Oz are determined to solve the mystery. They're called Panitza Allmark and John Stratton, and they say that while nobody has come forward, they've narrowed down the search to a very unlikely place, a teachers' conference in New South Wales back in 1975.
Yes, not exactly where you'd expect a dance trend to be created.
No.
But Allmark says it stood the test of time because it's intergenerational. Parents, grandparents and children all learn the Nutbush, and perhaps also because it's a bit like a lot of us, Siobhan. Cool, but slightly daggy.
Yes, very daggy, but fun. I'll give you that. It's fun.
Squiz the day. What's happening today?
So for people in Queensland and the NT, enjoy your public holiday, first of all. And as for something to keep an eye on, the Reserve Bank is holding day one of its two-day meeting to make a decision on interest rates today. The outcome will be announced tomorrow, and it's going to have a big impact on mortgage holders, so definitely look out for that.
Yeah, good one. And that's it for us today. Have a great start to the week, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. G'day, I'm Alice Dempster, and I'm chatting with mum of four, Gab Vieira. She's here to talk to us about Uber Teen. It's a new service that means anyone over 13 can ride in an Uber alone. So there's a bit to unpick here, Gab. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So you have four kids. How do you currently manage getting them from A to B?
Yeah, so I've got one teen out of the four, but I manage them by doing a very big juggle, juggling between myself, my husband, grandparents, and even calling on mum friends to try and pick her up when she needs to get somewhere, and I just can't due to work.
That sounds a little bit stressful to manage.
very, especially when she's quite eager to get somewhere and I just really can't get her there.
So when you heard Uber Teen was coming to Australia, I assume you thought that could potentially be a solution to getting her around. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of parents, you likely thought about the safety aspects of it. Can you
absolutely
walk me through that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'll be honest, when I first heard of it, I was like, probably not for me, just due to, like you said, safety concerns. But when the team walked me through all of the safety procedures that they actually have put into play, it definitely took my mind off it, and I wasn't really that concerned about the safety element anymore. Obviously, being a parent of only daughters, safety is a big thing for me. So just making sure that I know that she's in absolutely safe hands. But the safety features, which I really liked the most, was the fact that I can actually call the driver at any time and check in to see how she's going, and also that they do have audio recording in all of the Uber for Teens journeys that they do take, and neither the driver nor Lacey or my daughter or anyone can delete those. So if we ever do need to listen back on the conversations that were had in the car, they can do that with no qualm of it ever being deleted.
And a couple of the other safety features, I was doing some reading earlier. There's also live trip tracking to let parents know when their teens request a ride. There's PIN verification to make sure they're getting into the right car.
Exactly.
And there's also Ride Check, which uses GPS to track the car. Mm-hmm. How many of those have you actually used, Gab?
So we went through a journey with her the other day and we used all of them. Mm. So every journey has all of those measures in play. Another thing I really liked, which I didn't mention before, was that only like 5-star rated drivers are allowed to pick up Uber for teens, as well as having children, working for children with checks, and only having like the highest score possible to be able to pick up children within that age category. So yeah, I definitely liked that I have notifications come through when she's ordered the Uber, when the Uber's arrived, when she's been picked up, the fact that she has that PIN that she needs to match with the driver, and that I can track her journey as well as see when she's being dropped off. So lots of notifications along the way to keep my mind at ease.
And Uber also has a lot of resources available to help you have conversations with your kids about safety. How have you used those?
You know, safety is one thing that they kind of learn at school, and we talk about stranger danger as just being parents, but to really have those deep fundamental conversations about, you know, how do you really remain safe and look after yourself when she's alone is not really something, because, you know, when I grew up, it's different to what is, you know, something that she needs to look out for now. So I liked that I was able to look onto the Uber website, have a look at what they recommend us talk about, the safety procedures, so that she also understands. Don't just get into any Uber. Your driver needs to have these pins. This is how you're going to be tracked. So to be able to have, you know, the itemized list, not even a list, but like, you know, the outline of how it's structured and the conversations we should be having was really, really helpful. It just, because I'll be like, just be careful of this. And she'd be like, but I don't know. But it's good to be able to say in depth, this is really what you should be looking out for. So yeah, definitely a valuable resource to have.
Fantastic. And how has your daughter found it?
Yeah, she likes to have the independence. Like, she likes to know that she has another option available to her now, but one that is also safe for her to use. You know, a perfect example, before I knew Uber for Teens was even available, I was at an event in the city and she decided she wanted to have a sleepover close to home, which was in the suburbs. And then all of a sudden she wasn't feeling well, and I was 2 hours away from being able to pick her up, and it was just the most stressful situation. Obviously, I had to call in on my mum, friends, and the grandparents lived too far away. So just to know that I could order that for her and know that she's safe to get her from A to B when I'm really stuck, it's a huge weight off my shoulders as a parent, knowing that if all else fails, or there is another option available to me that I know will get her from A to B if she needs to be.
Thanks for that, Gab. And just a quick note, Uber Teen is only available in the ACT, Tassie and South Australia for now, with plans to roll out to the rest of Australia this year. If you want to learn more, just search Uber for Teens.